Guess Rabbi Josh isn't here after all. So look to Hamid the Mishnah. Pay all of them in face. And good luck to everybody. Hanitanim bifnim. Shinitavu benitanim bachut. Yishavchu liyamah. The next case of mixtures that we have, so far we've been discussing mixtures of damim that are both meant to be bachut. Sometimes the malam getting mixed up with the matur, malimum with the mimim, and so on. But here's a new twist. We have dam that's meant to be brought inside of the heichal. So one of the chatos apnimiyos is dam get mixed up with damim that are nitanim bachutz. Here, apparently, everybody agrees that yishavchu la'ama, because Rabbi Eliezer, for some reason, doesn't argue over here, even though lechora is the same problem. You could say rayin. You could bring the dam in and say rayin. We're going to discuss why it would be different. If, however, just as in the other Mishnah, we always had an if clause, if you were nice and without asking, so natan b'chutz, suppose the Kohen gives a dam b'chutz, and then because of natan b'fnim, then it goes inside, then it's kosher. Because really, the only problem over here is that you're supposed to always give pnim first, because it's more kosher than chutz. Okay, but if you didn't, l'maisa, then it would be kosher. And if you were machmir the dam b'fnim, and then you were crazy of a nice and b'chutz, then you have a problem. Why? Because the Torah says b'feirish that a chatas asher huva dama b'chodesh pnima. If you bring in the blood from a chatas into the Beis Hamikdash, that it becomes possible. So there's no way to bring the dam b'chutz into b'fnim. Because then if you were crazy of a nice and b'chutz, it would become possible, at least according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva posel, because he holds that even though the pasuk says chatas, he has a limud to say that that includes all kachim. So dam, a kachim that is not meant to be bifnim, if it's nikah, if it's rim, it's possible, in which case it's no longer any way to be matched with the pasuk of a nice and b'chutz. However, the Chachamim are machshir, they're machshir, because they all, as we see in the Gemara, that the pasuk is limited to chatas. Shabbi Akiva omer goldamim shemifnesu lechaper ve'echal pasuk. According to Rabbi Akiva, all blood that is meant to be given b'chutz, that is brought into the Beis HaMikdash lechaper, is pasuk. The Chachamim omer chatas bilvad. The Chachamim say it's only a carbon chatas, and therefore it's kosher. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Afa Asham. And of course, Rebbe Eliezer Sheets throughout the Sefer has been that a chatas has the same din as an Asham. Shenemar ke chatas ke Asham. But you'll notice that Rebbe Eliezer, even though he appears in the Mishnah in this particular Nekuda, is holding his Shita, which we've seen throughout, he doesn't argue on the concept of Rayin. And he doesn't say, well, why not go ahead and bring it this thing first? And then we'll say, Rayin es adam, it's the maker of tonight, but I don't want that dam to be nechasachat. That's the Gemara's going to ask right away. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehachol nidre b'chol hayom. Oh, that's
Rabbi
Akiva. What a tzaddik. That's what it takes to be a president. Thank you. Wonderful. Gosh, thank you. That's a big difference. The Niflag Rebbe Eliezer Nami Baha. Yes, why doesn't Rebbe Eliezer argue on this mitzvah too, on this mission as well? Why is it that in all the other Mishnayos up until now, Rebbe Eliezer held you don't have a problem of Yishafech Liyama because you can always say right? And here all of a sudden he says there's it seems to agree to Tanakam. Because, says the Gemara Hechilat, what should you do? Should you go and bring the dam b'chutz and say, Rayin es hadamim that were meant to be b'fnim k'ilu emayim, is what you would expect him to say, and then go and bring it b'fnim? No. You can't do that, because k'shem sh'mitzvah l'hakdim el yonim l'tachtonim, k'ach mitzvah l'hakdim p'nim b'chutz. There's a chiyuv to be makdim, the dam that's brought b'fnim, to the dam that's brought b'chutz. So you'll say, okay, so go bring it b'fnim. bring it b'tzim, you'll say the same rayim, and then you'll bring it b'chutz. What's the problem? When they said b'tzim, what are they said b'chutz? Ah, because kivan dika chakas v'osha, and yichnaz domam b'tzim sulim, look sikale. Remember that Rabbi Eliezer holds, even though he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, but he still holds that the dam of a chatas and the dam of an osher, the sniff plus the fnim becomes possible. You can't say that I'm going to be reigned as a dam, the sniff plus the fnim, but Akiva will bind. That's not going to help you to say that it becomes now, that it becomes now kosher, and the Torah says the sniff plus is possible. Therefore, he can't make a blanket statement in the Mishnah and say, Yinosnu b'fnim v'akakak yinosnu b'chutz, that he can't say. So in the way, he doesn't argue here, but in fact, is in those cases, he really would have argued. Shahaya Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva said, all dam that's nichnas b'fnim, not only achatas, is possible. Om Rabbi Yudomar Shmuel, let me explain to you, said Shmuel, where does Rabbi Akiva get the halacha that all dam that's nichnas b'fnim is possible? Because, you know what, Mashal Rabbi Akiva, Lamad Dava Domeh, you know how to look at Rabbi Akiva? Look at it like this. The Talmid Shemazag Rabo B'chamin. He's a Talmid. And he was pouring hot water. Now, of course, some people pour cold water. He's pouring hot water. We are Marlo, and the Rebbe says to him, Mizogli, come pour me. Now, the Talmid says to him, Bimma, what should I pour? Oh, Marlo, look. I mean, we've been dealing with chamim all along. If I tell you now to be mosaic me, obviously I would have said, just give me more. Now that I'm telling you again, mizogli, it means I want something new. Come on, man, come for it. It means something new. So now I'm telling you, bein b'chamim, bein b'tzoyim. In which case, that's the way to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol's Tzivui in this parsha. Because look, the whole parsha all along, we have been Isaac over here in the Dinim of Chatos, telling us what the halacha is about Marika, Mishtifa, that a kli that was used for the Chatos has to be washed out, and if it's cheres, it has to be broken. And all of these dinim we're saying, and then we say the chatas. It says the cheres, right? Asher huva dama lifnim. Why don't we just say asher huva dama lifnim? I mean, we're in the middle of talking about a chatas, so why do we have to start off? And now, by the way, you know, a chatas. I mean, so therefore must be the pshat of a chatas. Chatas doesn't rachamana. Normally, why mention now chatas b'chlav? Just say the im yuva midama instead of saying vecho chatas asher yuva midama. So therefore, must be to tell me el alav chatas kamina la'ala kokachim. What I'm trying to tell you is don't limit this to a chatas. Yes, it's also true about a chatas. I mean, the Maisa might have thought that maybe by a chatas it isn't true. Because after all, there are kataot that are supposed to be brought b'fnim. They're the only carbon that you bring the dam b'fnim, sometimes. Okay, so maybe even a chatas b'tzeina that's brought b'fnim won't be possible. So I also have to tell you chatas. But if all I was interested in telling you chatas, I would have just said, v'asher huva dama l'fnim. What do I need to say more than that? If I start and pretend now I have something new to tell you. So obviously I'm expanding. And I'm expanding, and it includes Kol HaKadoshim. I'm asking for Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua. On the contrary, says Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua. Mir. Yisrabu Kol HaKadoshim, it happens to be, that we were marda all of Kachem Le'inyan Marika Vashtipa. As a matter of fact, if anything, it's the exact opposite. Because we're going to see later on in the Sugya that since the Pasuk says over here, Kodesh Kodashim He, and then the Dinim of Marika Vashtifa based on that extend to all types of Kachim, even though they appear ostensibly in the Parsha of Chatas. So just the opposite is true. If I wanted to tell you that all Dan, that's Rodley's name, is Pasul, then I shouldn't have mentioned Chatas. If I'm mentioning Chatas, and if anything, I'm coming now to limit it to Chatas. So then I would ask you, Chatas, because I'm going to normally, Shema min al Chatas, in mini akwin aloy. If anything, it tells me only a Chatas and nothing else. You don't want, you want to see it in literary terms the way you brought it. I'll give you a marshal. Holodami al Latalmit Shemazag Rabba Bain Bakami Bain Bitsain. You know what it's like? The guy had brought in a tray of ice-cold Coke and coffee and tea, all on the same tray. Brings it to his Rebbe. Oh, Marlo, and then the Rebbe tells him, no, you know what, I don't want the cold. Altim Zagli Alachami. No? So that's what it's doing over here. Marika Vashtifa, we know, was said by all things. Now, all of a sudden, you're telling me the Chata Teshuvami Dhamma. So it must be a din in Chata. That doesn't make sense if that's Rabbi Akiva's reasoning. So what indeed is Rabbi Akiva's reasoning to say that any dam, not only a chatas, because if the Torah only wanted to tell me chatas, it should have just said, v'chatas asher huvaz dama. Why does it say the kol chatas? Kol chatas adds, kol chatas, the tanya, chatas, himel chatas. I might think it's dafka din in a chatas. How do I know Kutche Kadoshim? How do I know even of the Kutche Kadoshim? Talmud Loma Kol Katos Asher Uva Midama. Kutchim Kali Minayin. And how do I know even Kutchim Kali? Talmud Loma Vekol Katos Sivir Rabbi Akiva. So here we see clearly in the Braisa that indeed the Sfor of Rabbi Akiva is from the Riboy of Kol and Vekol, not from the way Shmuel was claiming that the very mention of the word chatas is by paradoxically an extension into kol kach. Ambaro Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili told Rabbi Akiva, you know, I feel like I'm Marva calling him, but you could bring me new ribuyim all day long, you know, I'm not going to listen to you. Any shemayel, I'm interested in your ribuyim. So the way to read this pasuk, my friend, is to read it as follows. Chatas. Hey, the alakatas yochid, I might think dafka the carbon of a yochid. Chatas tzibur minayin, how about a chatas tzibur? Let's say the seirei regolins. How do I know that there too there's a psur of kiddush of this name? Bamloma kol chatas. Hey, the alakatas zocher, I might think that's only a male chatas, it will be more machmra. Chatas nekeva minayin, bamloma kol. Huh? Excuse me, where's your heading? I mean, a normal chatas is in a keva. It's rare that we have a chatas in a zokh. I mean, okay, sorry, the other way. Oh, sorry. And we have a chatas in a keva. I would adopt a kid from the Sierra, the normal bitch chatas. Chatas zokh, I mean, how about a soyer nasi, and how about Sierra Aragon, how about that? Top of all my visual chatas. Wait a minute. The Pyotr Yaglili doesn't even hold that the Horsk is talking about a psul of Dan Nichlas. How is Rabbi Yossi Aglili making up such a drush? The summer of Yossi Aglili, I crawl off Rabbi Yossi. You're trying to tell me that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds the posik of Bechol Chatas Asher Uvami Damadi Bikni is coming to tell me that Chatas Yochin, Chatas Tzibur, Chatas Zocher, Nekeva all becomes posik with me? But Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I'm reminding you, it's just the opposite. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, "Kol inyan kulo in a medavel of the parim and israfim v'sirim and israfim lisrof sulehen abet habira v'la'amor v'lo ta'asel akilato." Rabbi Yossi Aglili shita is that the whole parsha of the kol chatas asher huva adama litnim is not referring to a chatas chitzena that you brought its dam inside to tell me a psul on the chatas. It's talking about a chatas hapnimis. It's saying, kol chatas asher huva adama bitnim. In other words, any chatas that was properly done by bringing its dam bitnim, meaning that it was a chatas hapnimis, and then something happened to it that made it pasul, what's the halacha? Lo ye'akel, you're not allowed to eat it. And Bakedesh Be'eshti Sarei, you should burn it in the Azora and not in the Beit HaSreifa by the Berachov HaKomah Shlishit over there, but which you normally would do to the Chatas if it was brought properly to the theme, This is coming to tell me a new halacha that a kakas apnimis that becomes nifsal, that there's an issur, first of all, new issur lav on eating it. And furthermore, that it's dumb, I mean, that the boser is nisrav abeis abira. Amrulo. And they said to him, so then, kakas nichlas doma with nivelas nimi nayin, according to you, where in the Torah is indeed the parsha of a kakas nichlas doma lifnim. And Rabbi Yosef really said, Amar lahem, that's from the parsha when Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at Aaron and said to him, what happened to the Zira Hatas? And Ein lo huva dama el akedash nima, he tells him. But dam wasn't brought inside, was it, to become possible? Okay, so from there we see that if dam had been brought inside, it would have been possible. But in any event, I mean, how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili now tell Rabbi Akiva that the pasuk of the Chol Chatas is coming to tell me Chatas Yochid, Chatas Tzibur, Zachar? He himself holds that that whole parsha doesn't even talk about the topic that he's claiming is being murdered. Answers to the Gemara, no, of course he himself doesn't hold it. He was saying the Dvar of the Rabbi Akiva Kamar, he's saying, listen, Rabbi Akiva, if you hold that the mocker of the din of Domi Manichnosin Bifnim is from the Pasuk of Bechol Chatas Asher Huvaz Dama, so then don't tell me that you're going to use the vid and the chol to be mar b'kachin kachin b'kachin talent, because you're going to need the vid and the chol to be mar b'chatas yokis, chatas tibur, and chatas zokar in the cave. Therefore, your drusha doesn't work. Not that I agree with the whole thing. I mean, that's a different issue. No, I'm not coming to discuss that with you right now. Zokar in the mission. Now that we've discussed the problem of dam shenichnas lifnim, the Mishnah wants to be mevarer the interrelationship. It's a very curious thing that we've done, because when we started off the Masechta with the various psukim, so we talked about Shloi Lishma, and that's how we. It's very interesting because this completes a circle right now. This Mishnah. From here on, we have completely different topics for Gabe and what the din is if you bring something as far. But the beginning of the Masechta had Rabbi Eliezer saying Kechatas Ke'ashem is Kechatas, because Kechatas Ke'ashem. The end of the story of the Psuim, because this is a new Psuim we haven't discussed before. We discussed Yeisei, and we discussed Shalai Lashavar, and we discussed Chutzah's Mama, and Chutzah Mekremai, and we discussed Neitzer, and so on. We never discussed the equivalent thing of Yosei, which is Nichlas Lufnim. Only here do we introduce this topic, because Agav, we got to it through the question of Paroivet. Now, Lamaisa, we're going to close the circle. In the Mishnah, we close it beautifully by having Rebbe Eliezer back on board with Kechatas Ke'asham, right? Now, we're going to go through a Mishnah that forces us to review all of the psulim that we've discussed until now, one in terms of the other. What is the relationship between a Machshav Spiegel and a Nichlas Lefim and so on and so forth? So it's a very beautiful arrangement that the Gemara makes on the other. So to start off, it looks rather innocent. Chata Shikibel Doma B'Shnei Kosot. You went ahead now. You're a Makaba, the Dama, the Chatas are two separate cups. And one of these cups was Yosef. No, so fine. So one was Yotze, the Pnimi is Kasha. How about if one of the cups was Nichmas with Pni? Is it a Psul in the Dam, or is it a Psul in the Karba? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Machshir Bechitza. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says the Dam that went to Pnim is Pasul, the rest is Kasha. The Chachomim Paisley. Now we have a new concept of the Psul of a Karban through the Hachdosa of the Dam with Pni. Fascinating idea. In other words, Yotzei we understand, and we'll have to see why we understand that way, which tomorrow we'll do. But Yotzei we understand is a psul in the object that I was based. I took out Bosa, that Bosa becomes Bosa. I took out Dam, that Dam becomes Bosa. That doesn't affect the carbon. Nicer. Doesn't affect the carbon. Whatever it is, it is. tell me, does it affect the carbon? Then whatever. I mean, it could be it was Geirin that I couldn't bring the dime or whatever. But it's a din in the object. Interestingly, we have midway between the psule machshava, which passed the carbon, and note that the psule machshava deal with yotzei. Because the etzem to be mighty something, I don't pass the carbon. But a machshava that I'm going to be pass the carbon. Here we have a strange middle situation in which the action is an act, not a machshava, the psule is an act, which is achmas with its name. And yet the Rabbanan hold that that act is a psul on all of the dam. So the lemaisa passes the carbon, not just what it is that I brought. It's a fascinating idea, which of course leads you to the question, what would be if somebody had a machsheva of kedusha b'tzim, and so on and so forth. Because the mission sets you up for needing to work through in your mind, it's probably brilliant, the interrelationship of all of the various psuls. So, okay, so the Chachamim pass. Omer of Yossi Aglili, and this is the killer, of course, Rav Yossi Aglili says, well, now, hold on a minute. That doesn't make any sense, because ma'im b'makom sh'machshava poselet, which is b'chutz, they say, we have a concept of machshava pass. Now, if I have a machshava's psul, which I can't do inside the heichal, right? Because we need a makom m'shulash, b'dam, or b'baser, and so on. But I could do it outside. I could pass the whole carbon, and over there now halacha is that if I actually take the dam out, so I won't pass with the dam. I'll only pass with the dam that I took out. I'm not going to pass with the carbon, even though if I would have had a machshava to be zerik the dam b'chutz, so I would have passed with the carbon. So makom she'ein a machshava beiselus, a place where I don't have that. Wherewithal, it's obviously not as homer in terms of its akpada on these issues, namely, bifnim, and eventually not set a mishriyar k'nichnas. I mean, so how could we're going to be more machmir that if I machmir some of the dam, then all of the dam becomes fossil? Doesn't make sense. Of course, what Rav Yosef Levy forces us to do now is to interrelate machshava. Yitzias chutz, yetzei, achmasas pnim, all in one kavah chomer, you see? I think I'm going to change my batteries. They look like they're about to go. Just give me 1 second here, I've got another pair. So, continues the mission now, Pedez Amaralev. Now we have a different question. When I mach mizdam, is it possible as soon as I mach this is the act, or is there a component of intention and usage? So there, the Gemara wants to say, what's the meaning? If it's nichnas lechaper, apa pishalo keeper is possible. If the intent was to use this dam to mechaper the name, it becomes possible even though I never sprinkle anything this month. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Achi Chapi, you have to actually do the act. Rabbi Yudaima im nichna shege kosher, was brought in unintentionally, then it's kosher, but an intention already will pass it. So again, we have this strange two components in it. Kol adamim hapesulim shinitnu agabayam izbeah. Another interesting idea is that if Lamaisa I put down possible on the Mizbeah, even if Imala lo yered and so on, but it's still not Maratzi, lower tzitz, because the tzitz is Eina Maratzi Ela Al Hatomei. Shatzitz Maratzi Ela Tamei, Ve'eino Maratzi Al Hayotzei. So here we have in one Mishnah, Yotzei, Machsheves Bigo, and Michnas Bifim, and Machshova of Michnas Bifim. Tanya Omer of Yossi Akhli. And the Bryce expands the interrelationship between the various elements. It's like this. Kal v'chaymer. Umar v'mokam shemachshava poselet. Namely, bachutz. Lo patzal dam shebachutz et shebifnim. Blood that was actually removed, the yotzei, doesn't pass on the rest of the dam. Mokam she'ein machshava poselet. Namely, bifnim. Because I need to have a mokam that's mishulash b'dam of the boser. I cannot pass on bifnim. Ein adin shelo yipsol Dom Shebethim and Shebachutz. Isn't it obvious that any Dom that was brought inside it, it itself will be possible, but it can't possibly other Dom. Now here the Brisa expands by answering him. Omar Omru Lo, so they told Rav Yosef, no. The Pasuk says that you're wrong. Because Hareyu Omer Asher Yuva Midama Afil Miktzat Dama. Actually, the Pasuk says any Korban Chatas V'chol Chatas Asher Yuva Midama Lifnim, right? Of course, that's not really a problem for Yosef, really, because according to him, that's not what the Pasuk is referring to. According to him, the Pasuk is referring to a Chatas HaPnimis that is meant to be a Chatas. And he learned it out from Hein Lo Huva Dama. So he doesn't have this problem. It's an English Shitasa is fine. Amar Lahem, so he says to them, okay. If you're going to say this, let's look at it the other way then, if that's the case, okay? Then for sure, Yotze should definitely passel the rest of the Dom. Why are you so sure that Yotze doesn't passel the Dom? Because that's the Kavachomer. It mokum she'ein makshav apaiselis, namely bifnim. Nonetheless, you're telling me that the Pasuk, according to you, the Poisel Dom Shebethim Shebechutz, Mokam Shemakshava came to sell it, namely Bachutz, where you can have a Makshava. In addition, if so Dom Shebechutz Shebethim, if you actually take Dom and take it to Yosef, it should pass the rest of the Dom. Omer Lo, so they said to him, well, you'd be right, except for the fact that it says Beferish in the Pasuk, Asher Yuva Midama. So that's only Asher Yuva, only that which was actually brought. Anichnas posel, the Ein HaYotze posel. Okay, now we have a general question. This is what the Gemara is expanding on, according to Boshi. The Tei Makshava Bifnim poselet b'Kalvachomer. Why now can't I make a Kalvachomer to pasel a Makshava Bifnim if I can pasel a Makshava b'chutz? Because, I mean, after all, if a makam shalom pasal dam shabakutsa shabitnim, in a place where the blood does not pasal, namely, Yotze doesn't pasal the dam that's left, nonetheless, makshava is poselet, a makshava will pasal all of the dam bakuts, so then a makam shapasal dam shabitnim a dam shabakuts, if in a place where if I brought in some of the dam, all of the dam becomes pasal, so Koshikain and Adinchitay Makshava Paiselis Bifnim, for sure I should be able to parcel with a Makshava Psil Bifnim. Oh, but you're right, logically. But the Torah says, Hareyu Aymer. Bayem HaShelishi, remember, that the way that we learn out the din of Makshava Chutz L'Mekaymah is strangely enough from the extra Bayem HaShelishi. So why in the world would we talk about Chutzal Mekema in terms of Shlishi? It has nothing to do with Shlishi. Shlishi has to do with the Zman on the third day. Oh, Shlishi tells me it's a mokum she mishulash, the dam of the basar of the emurim. It needs to be a place in which I can have now all three things that would be brought. A place where I'm Isaac in Dom, a place where I'm Isaac Beimurim, and a place where I'm Isaac in Boston. That doesn't exist in me. And therefore, the Torah says there's no din of Makshava Bifnim up, even though it runs against the Kalvachomer. Oh, so that's the case. Lo Tei Makshava Paselet B'chutz MiKalvachomer. If a Mokam, that is Posel Dom Mibifnim and Shebachutz, even so, E Makshava Paselet, namely Bifnim. So a mokum shalopas adam shabakotzeh shabitnim, where if I take dam out of the Beit HaMikdash, it doesn't pass the rest of the dam that's in the Beit HaMikdash, ein adin shalo yehei posul makshavah bakutz. So for sure there shouldn't be makshavahs too, namely bakutz. Talmud lomar, shlishi, the first shlishi, tells me zeo kutz lezmano, pigalu dekutz lemekoma. And therefore we darshan that there is a halacha of a din of kutzis manu. You don't like it? Too bad. Torah b'kadosh, you don't have kutzis manu. Boser ayote v'chutz, posu, hanichmas v'fnim kasher. What's interesting is, boser that goes out is posu, yaitse. But boser that's nichmas v'fnim is kasher. Now, you would have said just the opposite. Shaya b'din, I make a kavachomer. that it should be possible. Because umav lagam shelo pasal dam shabakut shabifnim. It's in a place where if I take the dam out, it's not so possible that it'll even pass on the dam that's left inside. And everybody's minded that if basa goes outside, it's very possible. So then if a makan, namely bifnim, where the pasal's dam shabifnim and shabakut, where if I bring in some of the dam, the rest of the dam, it's very common. So if I bring basar into there, so ain't a din that basar and yet the din ain't a din she if so? So it should certainly now be basar. So why do I say that basar and yet the din is kosher? Ah! Areyu omer mi dama! Dama! It uses a bapike! Velo basar! Only it's dam, not it's basar. Okay? So now let's turn around and do it the other way then. Suppose you took basar that you were meant to eat,
b'chutz.
Yeah, and you took it inside. Does it become basar? Yeah. Well, it could be an oil of its name, either way. It's possible that either for the mizbeach or for us. Okay, so now I'll go back and I'll make a kavachomer the other way now. So then kavachomer miata. So let me now go back and kavachomer the basar ayosi, it should say miata. If in a place which is so common, namely bifnim, the dam that's brought bifnim passes the dam that was left still b'chutz. Nonetheless, the Torah tells me that b'chutz anichlas bifnim is kosher. So for sure, a makam shelo pasal dam shebichutz shebifnim, namely, if I'm yotzei chutz le'azora, so the dam that was yotzei is pasal, but the dam that's left inside is kosher, as we already saw. So if that's the case, Einodin, that the basar that's yotzei lechutz, einodin shekasher. So for sure there should be a place where the basar is kosher. If even basar nichlas bifnim is kosher, koshkein basar yotzei lechutz is kosher. Ah, true. Except for one minor problem. And that is, arei u'omer, u'basar batsadeh trefa lo tochelo. What pshat batsadeh? And if an animal gets into a cage and tears up your chickens, then it's kosher. Let's step onto the sada. Hell, the pshat is, basar b'sada means a sada, the meaning of a sada, throughout the Torah, al pnei asada, means without mechitzas. It has no defined limits. So what the Torah is telling you is that something that is meant to be defined, that loses its definition, becomes treif. Therefore, the basar that was meant to be defined by the mechitzas of the azora, and that has left the azora, becomes trefa. Same thing we have, amazingly, the same idea, a ben bekua. A ben bekua sticks its leg out, and then you shech the mother. That's a kosher shvita. But the leg that was sticking out of the womb is trefa. Why? Because the mother was its mechitza, and now it's basar b'sada, right? So this is a definition, a conceptual definition, has many different applications. So therefore, bifnim, it's not losing its mechitza. It's being nichlas even to a deeper mechitza. But that mechitza, the mechitza azora includes the mechitza of the egg. Okay, so in male, it's not yotzei chutz from the mechitza azora. But when it's yotzei, you can't ask the question of comparing the chumah of bifnim to b'chutz, because that's not the issue over here. The psul of the basar is not the psul similar to the kenisa bifnim, it's the psul of trefa. The mele becomes a trefa like any other trefa. Okay, so here we have mamish all of the interrelationships of the various psul and the psukim that teach us not to rely on the kal v'chomer, which each one would have influenced the other. Tanrava. So it says over here, Pnima. Is that Pnima? That the basar that is nichnas el hakadosh Pnima. Now Pnima means all the way inside, right? The kachi hakadosh. So ene ala Pnima. Heikal minai. How do we know that even dam that is nichnas into the heikal? I mean, maybe only if it's into the kachi hakadosh. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Torah adds El HaKadosh. The Kadesh means anywhere in the Heikal itself.
So then if that's the case, the Yomar Kedesh Val Yomar Pnima. I mean, if it's going to be possible already for coming even into the Eikol outside, so what do I have to mention as possible with Zayvah Lifnim? So then just tell me the Kedesh. Omar Rava.
Because if it would have said Kedesh, how would I have known that it meant Kedesh even in the Kedosh? Maybe I would have said Kedesh means only Kashya Kedosh, the most common.
So therefore, by saying both Kedesh and Pnima, I now know that there's two different dinim. There's din of Pnima, but Mamem, I know now that it became possible, so it went into the Beis HaMikdash itself. So it's both Zev and Limei Azev. By having both of them, I now have a clear understanding of what each one means. And by the way, we have exactly the same thing by Teisha V'Sachin. We did have a Teisha V'Sachin, the Tanya. The Braitha questions the Torah, why does the Torah say that Teisha V'Sachin of a Kohen, which means a Eved Ivri of a Kohen, or a Nirza, who's more, he's going to stay there till Yovel, that neither of them are allowed to eat Truma. Only Kinyan Kaspo from Eved Tidani can eat Truma. So why does it say both Toshav and Sach? The Tanya. Toshav means a Konui Kinyan Olam, meaning he's a Nirza. Sachir is someone who's Konui Kinyan Shanim, and he's only Sheish Shanim Yavad. In which case you would answer then Yomar Toshav? The Torah only has to tell me that even a Toshav is going to be living with this guy for the next 50 years, is not allowed to be Truma. Oh, can't even just a Sachir. Baal Yomar Sachir. And I'm intelligent enough myself to be able to figure out, Bani Omer, I could say on my own, if someone who is owned forever is not allowed to eat truma, he's only working for 6 years. But the point is that Elu Cain, if you would have said that, then I would have thought that Hayiti Omer Toshav Zakonui Kinyan Shani. Because there's nothing about the word Toshav that forces you to say it means a Nirza. It's only the fact that I'm contrasting it with Toshav Asach here, like Sabbath Asach here there. So now, if it would have said Toshav, I would have said, okay, so Okonui Kinyan Shanim can't eat. Abu Konui Kinyan Oilam maybe can eat. Yehei Okel. Therefore, Basach here, the Torah uses the word Sachir to teach me how to understand Toshav. V'li made al Toshav. Shezek Konui Kinyan Olam, Vezek Konui Kinyan Shanim, and now I know that both of them are in order. Amalei Abaye has a mamish brilliant question on Rava's comparison. Rava's comparison is that Teisha V'Sachir is no different than our Kedesh Pnima. Kedesh and Pnima is mamish, Sachir and Teisha. So since it says Sachir, I now know Teisha means all the way inside. But since it says Pnima, I now know that Kedesh means outside. That's Rava's time. Says Abaye, no. So good. I'll tell you why. Amalei Abaye, look. Additionally, Mahasam Trey Goofing. Over there, the question of whether someone is a Tosha or someone is a Sachir are completely unrelated. Either you're a Tosha or you're a Sachir. There's no connection between the two, right? Now, so therefore you're going to say, so why doesn't the Torah just tell me Nirza? And I could figure that out. That's not a problem because Milta, the Asifika, because of what's wrong. In other words, you say, but I can think of an easier way to tell me this halacha. Tell me, don't use the word Torshav or Sachir. Use the word Nirza. That a Nirza can't eat. So I'll say, oh, well, if a Nirza can't eat, Torshav can't. If he wasn't Nirza, he can't eat, right? But that's not a problem, because then you're saying, look, I have a more effective way of telling you something that you could learn with a Kabbalah Kriman. That's never a question. Because Torah has many levels of meanings and things that are, can be learned with a Kabbalah formula, we find that the Torah does come along and tell me. But in your case, Rava, it's insane. Because there will never be a case where something becomes possible because of Pnima. Since it was always possible in the Torah. How did it get Pnima if it wasn't possible already? So it means that the Torah is telling you a lie. I mean, so then you know, you can't say something that's totally absurd and unnecessary, because of Lakrav, just use the correct word. Right? Instead of saying Kedesh and Pnima, say the Ferik what you mean. Nanyan. Therefore, the argument doesn't make sense.
Nanyan, but by Amai Ria, there is a concept of Shanim, there's not a concept of Kinyan Oigwamba by Amai Ria. So, So the concept of kapkama, which you mentioned, but you know, Islam, you know, shanim, that we're not worked by
Sherwood, because the Kidian is never more than a Kidian Shaman by an Omri.
Right.
Yeah. So now, you could say, what's it doing with the time? It already became possible. El Omri Abayin says, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. The Pidima is Gufa coming to tell me a case in which it wasn't possible in the Kedesh. And it's talking about where he went in, Laderach Meshupash. He went in a crazy way. Let's say he went in through the elevator, right?
Right into the
Kodesh. Into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Or through the Lul, or whatever. Huh? What he beamed in. So Lepora, oh, that's what it's got to tell me. That, there you could say it's a fine, since it us, Milsa, that's the Kavakam. Okay, so talk about the problem. Says, that's not going to work. It says, Asher Huv'a Midama. Huv'a means Derek Bia, not beaming up. Beaming up is not Derek Bia because you suddenly appear in a new place again. There was no process of coming. Elamar Rava. Rava says, the point is that Kol meaning, the Choshev, as it's not even the theme, Lo Nitzavahech. Goof, that's the shot. We saw already that the din of Dan that's Nichmas, the theme, is connected to your Machshava. So suppose the guy had an intent to use this Dan to be Machapel of Naibilis name, not in the Kedesh, it wouldn't become possible in the Kedesh. So therefore, I need to know that there is that separate Pagan of Nichmas Lehecha. I just said, it's a Kabbalah, and good, but no, that's a Kabbalah, and a good. Nice, so be smart. Very well. Now, the problem that I have is like this. This is also the Turkish market of the question. Because now the Torah has created two states of Bifnim. One in the Heichal and one in the Kutchik Adashim. So how about a Korban Chatzis that's supposed to be brought in the Heichal but not in the Kutchik Adashim? Is there a Psul of its Dam of being Nichlas at a second level?
Why would it?
What do you mean? Because the Torah compared the two. I mean, they're like Kadesh Panimah. I mean, so how do we look at it? Let's say a Parhalam Dovrishal Tzivu. Or a Sarah Beres Kechor, which is meant to be Bifnim, but not Lifnaibah. And now he's marked this Dom and Lifnaibah. He marked. Mi Amrina Dala Kadesh Panimah. Do we say that since the Torah put these two things together, it's Gufa coming to tell me that they're interrelated, and only where Kolecha de Karina Nela Kadesh, Karina Panimah, wherever we have a psul of Knesset of Kadesh, that's where we also have the psul of Pnima, but Kalecha de Lekarina Lakadesh Lakarina Pnima. Oh, Dioma, or do we say no? But the point is that there is introducing a concept of Shalai ben Mekayma, that's Bifni, and this is Shalai ben Mekayma, they should become possible. And if you're ready to say, Imtim Salaiman, you're ready to say that that would be possible, Shalai ben Mekayma, I got a brilliant question. Huh? How about something whose status changes in the course of the Aveda? Let's take the Parvus Hershey Yom Kippur. Now, initially the Parvus Hershey Yom Kippur, I'm supposed to bring the Dam of Naibah. So I do. And I do my sprinklings correctly, and I come out now to do the Hazoya Ami Parochet. And I go back in. So now the question is, if you're going to tell me Shalom Bekomo, how about a Parvus Hershey Yom Kippur Shehizah Midam and Alabakim V'otziyan Lehechal, and now he's in his son. He remembers he left his watch inside. He goes back in with the son. So ma, Mi'am Rinan Mikai Mamu, do we say, okay, but this dam is meant to be here, I mean, okay. Oh, Jim, we say, look, I have a knockback, you already went out, it's too late, now it's not your marker. The Eam team, so if you're willing to take even that step, okay, of saying, I have a knockback, that having changed your status, you now have a lesser status. I have another whole issue, which is like this. Suppose you were mazed the dam on the parosis. Now you go to the Mizbeah, and the thing is that the terrorist says, the Yatsa HaKohen Ela Mizbeah. What do you mean, the Yatsa? I mean, he's already outside.
meaning outside of the Kodesh HaKodesh. He was standing in front of the Parayot. He's mad on the Parayot. So the Torah is calling this a Yitzhiyah. Okay. So maybe there's really three levels of Knesa Lifnim. So what will be the din over here? He goes and he walks over to his back to sprinkle the Sheva Hazoyos on his back and the Arba Nechronos. And then he goes back and he turns around again via the sun and he goes back inside. Meaning to the parochas again. Mal. Hokabara Chadmach. I mean, here you'll laugh at me. You'll say, come on, it's all one thing. This is Elak Kodesh. Or I could tell you about doing it.